Eshkoa, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back, Gabbai. Great to have back. So we mentioned last night, the Chavetz Chaim learned from the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maseches Peah. The Yerushalmi there tells a story of there were a group of friends, if you recall, there were a group of friends that went on a Shpitzir, they went on a Tiyul, and one of the members of the group, Bar Chometz, did not go on the trip. And on the trip, someone said, you know, what should we have for lunch? So someone said we should have chuftsa or something like that, some sort of this barley dish. And it was supposed to be a play on words, a joke, that, oh, because of Bar Chovetz didn't come, so that's why we should have chuftsa. So everybody's laughing, Rabbi Yochanan says, you should know that is a violation of Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim learns from there that even if you mean something in a jovial way, as a joke, still it could have ramifications of ruining a person's reputation, and therefore it could be severe violation of Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim says, we learn from this Gemara also another, there's another implication to Lashon Hara, which is that even if you don't give all the details of the story, you don't give all the details of who you're talking about, but you can infer from the way that you are making your comment or the way that you are telling over the story that you can, you know exactly who the person is that you're referencing, that you are making slight of, or that you are ruining the reputation, even though you didn't actually say who it is, but it's inferred that way, that also is a violation of Lashon Hara. For example, someone were to say something along the lines of, there is, I don't want to say who it is, but there's some rabbi in La Jolla that always speaks too long between Mincha Marv. I don't want to say who it is though, right? Who else would you be talking about, right? Even though you didn't say the person's name, but it's inferred directly from that, from the story, that also could be a violation of Lashon Hara, and that's what the Chofetz Chaim learns out from this Gemara in the Yerushalmi also, because even though he didn't say exactly who it was, still it was inferred and everyone knew exactly who he was talking about. Rabbi Chanan ben Kasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezako Seis Yisrael Lefikach, Hir B'lehem Torah Mitzvah Shenayama Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, Rabbi's Kaddish.